Roland Tavira, France, 30 November 1915. Your very sweet letter nearly made me cry, too. It reminded me of how much I had really deserved the former one. No, it would not have been better to have thought the things and not written them, though they did hurt me, perhaps more than you thought they would. But it was very good for my infallible majesty. And you are very adorable when you are angry. You would be very amused if you could see me now. The snow has melted and rain taken its place, with the result that the trenches are half full of liquid mud. Suddenly thawed traverses have fallen and blocked the way with earth and sandbags, and everyone is waiting around in what the ordnance stores describe as boots, gum, thigh. I am wearing some now, and came into the dugout a moment or two ago, looking like a peripatetic ball of mud, which proceeded to peel off various outer garments, shake some superfluous mud onto the floor, and sit down to write a letter. My top half is now more or less normal, but I'm a sticky mess all down below. One cannot help feeling a child's pleasure in getting muddy, though, and apart from the difficulties of locomotion, I enjoy myself thoroughly. Do you really want to send me a Christmas present, or can you leave it till I come back on leave? The most charming present would be just a letter from you, and if you like, a book. Please do not send me anything of the winter comforts for our troops variety, though I cannot picture you doing so. If your mother would like to send me another pair of those extra-large socks she sent a little time ago, they would be very useful for wearing in my gumboots. With which domestic detail, I will go off to dinner.